This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Trump, as well as House Republicans and Democrats, are reacting Sunday to the first week of impeachment hearings targeting President Trump. Democrats say that testimony during the hearings confirmed the president abused power by allegedly withholding military aid to Ukraine in exchange for dirt on a political rival. Republicans say the proceedings have provided no hard evidence of wrongdoing. VOA's Arash Arabasadi reports.
President Trump continued defending his now infamous July phone call.
I was getting off the plane and they handed me a statement that was just made by the foreign minister and president of the Ukraine. And Ukraine, they came out loud and clear that there was no linkage whatsoever, not even a little bit. And you saw it. You all saw it. I said, oh, well, that ends the impeachment.
True, which is Sunday, Republican Chris Stewart said withholding aid to Ukraine made sense at the time. Democrat Sean Patrick Maloney says the president withheld aid for different reasons.
That the president of the United States used taxpayer-funded military assistance to pressure a foreign leader to help him in his reelection campaign. That is solicitation of a bribe, and that is an impeachable offense listed in the Constitution.
The White House released a transcript of an earlier phone call between President Trump and then newly elected Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, saying the readout of that call debunks accusations of bribery. Arash Arabasadi, VOA News, Washington.
Lebanon slipped deeper into a political crisis Sunday as politicians struggled to form a government. Tens of thousands of Lebanese took to the streets in cities and towns across the country to demand a complete overhaul of the political class. Protesters have accused political leaders of corruption, and they're demanding social and economic reforms and adequate basic